Listener Production.
14 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. A Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump in what's the first time a current former president has faced criminal charges. They relate to an alleged hush money cover-up involving the adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Dark Mofo returns for its 10th anniversary this winter with a bumper program revealed today. Dark Park makes its return along with favourites Winter Feast, Night Mass and the festival's debaucherous Masquerade Ball running from June 8 to 22nd. Tickets go on sale April 5. Briefly, investigations continue into the death of an 86-year-old woman following a single car crash in Bruny Island overnight. An independent MP's told Parliament the greyhounds are being trained with live bait in Tasmania. The Department of Natural Resources and Environment TAS calling for people with claims to make a report. And Tassie could have a side in the A-League within the next few years, with the APL committing to expand to 16 teams. Football Tasmania CEO Matt Bulkley says they're working with the league to iron out some details.
Hopefully we'll transpire over the sort of coming months and we'll have a bit more clarity on that, but our understanding is that, you know, the expansion in the 15th, 16th team might be as soon as season 25, 26, so it's not too far away at all.
Jamara Ugglehagen says he wanted to make a stand when he lifted his jumper and pointed to his skin after one of the 5 goals in the Western Bulldogs' victory over Brisbane last night. Dogs teammate Aaron Norton says he's proud of the way the forward bounced back after being the target of racial abuse last weekend.
It's incredible, hurtful what happened to him, but for him to come out, stand tall like a forward and finish his work, I'm super proud. And for himself and his whole community, it's just special.
Tonight, there are some big outs for tonight's Richmond-Collingwood blockbuster. The Tigers are without Dustin Martin, Jaden Short and suspended Nathan Broad.